keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It's 9:30 in the AM, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. As always on this day of the week, you did it. It's Friday. Pat yourselves on the back for making it through the week. Proud of you. We're in the final stretch before Christmas. It's officially here next weekend, and I still can't believe I'm saying that and that it's already here. We're going to send you into the weekend on a good note with local musician Chris Flom. I'm really sorry for that pun right there. I'm not that sorry. It was a pretty great pun. But Chris Flom is here today. He's an amazing singer, songwriter, and guitarist who lives here in Lander. And he just recently had shows at Lincoln Street Bakery Bar 223 and 10 Sleep. You can catch him on pretty much every week at Tony's Open Mic on Thursdays. And he'll be performing a couple original tunes for us here today. It's going to be awesome. But before we get to our first guest, a couple quick weather updates here. Today is partly cloudy, highs around 29 degrees, wind chill values as low as -3, windy with the west wind up to 27 miles per hour and gusting up to 33, but that should be the last of that atrocious winter wind we've been experiencing, at least for a couple days. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 1 degree, wind chill value down to -18 in areas. Southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. And according to the National Weather Service in Riverton, snow showers in the western mountains will gradually come to an end, and areas in the east will be mostly cloudy skies with colder temperatures. High temperatures in Riverton, Lander, Shoshone, and Jeffrey City and Pavilion are expected to stay in the mid to upper 20s today, with lows getting down to those lower single digits tonight, with Riverton and Shoshone being projected as the negative temperature crew. Dubois today is going to be a high of 18 and a low of 5. We're going to be right back in just a moment after a word from our sponsors with our first guest today, Mr. Chris Flom.
Where oh where do you shop local for kids this Christmas season? Well, Palace Pharmacy in Lander. The new Palace Pharmacy on the west end of Lander has multiple aisles of gifts for every good little boy and girl. And Santa is coming this Saturday, December 18th from 12 to 3. Palace has brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels, Tonka, and Fisher-Price for the little ones. For the older kiddos, Palace has STEM-focused science kits and projects, puzzles of all sizes, and games of all types. And don't miss Santa this Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. at Palace Pharmacy in Lander.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
All right, we are back. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and in studio today, we have local Lander musician Chris Flom. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
Amazing, amazing. How about yourself, Vince?
Not too shabby. I'm looking at these beautiful blue skies out here today, looking at all the events that'll be happening this weekend. I'm excited for it.
Oh, gotta love it.
Yeah, you're going to be performing this week. Before we dive into anything, you've got a show this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, performing with the Blackthorns at Bar 10 in Riverton on Saturday. It's going to be a good show.
Awesome. Is that, what time does that start?
I believe 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, mm-hmm. Okay. 9 o'clock, Saturday at Bar 10. Chris is going to be performing with the Blackthorns. Chris, before we have you play one of our songs, give you a little background info. When did you start playing in front of people? Where can people find you?
Oh, you know, I started playing when I was 13. Really didn't start playing in front of people until late 20s. You know, it took mm-hmm. me a long time to feel comfortable with it and get out there. I don't have a whole lot of shows coming up. I'm in a really good band called Nightfire with Rain Lesher, Adam Kirkpatrick, and Caleb Hayes. We're always looking for more places to play. I mean, whether it be me playing solo or with the band, we're just always looking for options.
Awesome. So if any of our listeners need some excellent local musicians, reach out to Chris Flom. Actually, do you have a place where people can listen to your music, or do you have a page?
Chris Flom Music on Facebook is a good spot.
Awesome. Perfect. So check them out there. Today you're going to play one of your original, a couple of original tunes mm-hmm. for us. The first one, could you give us a little background info on the song, when you wrote it?
Yeah, the first one, it's called Little Girl. I wrote it about my daughter, Kaya.
Oh.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You already know, tearing up.
Yeah.
Over
oh,
here.
Boy. You know, I raised her, you know, pretty well by myself growing up, and she's all grown up now, moved out and in college. But, yeah, it's a good song.
All right, well, perfect. Do you mind playing it for us today?
Absolutely.
Things I keep inside. Little girl, I know you see all the things I try to hide. Don't know where your mama is. I hope she makes it out alive. Been 2 years without a word. Can't imagine how you feel inside. But I know we'll be okay. Gonna make it through this life. And I know when I see your face, all I feel is pride. No matter what we face, I'll always be right by your side. Holding on and loving you, and trying to make everything alright. Starting school, I do my best to put your hair up right. Walk you down the hall into the room. Try to keep your head up high. It's so hard to know what to do as I guide you through this life. You miss your mom and I can't blame you. I'm so pissed she's not by your side. But I know we'll be okay. We're gonna make it through this life. And I know when I see your face, all I feel is pride. No matter what we face, I'll always be right by your side. Holding on and loving you, and trying to make everything life. I can't believe that you're a woman now. You've grown so high and you kept your head on right. You moved out and I miss you, but you rock and we'll be alright. And I know we'll be okay. We're gonna make it through this life. And I know when I see your face, all I feel is pride. No matter what we face,
Thank you.
Man, that was awesome. I'm borderline in tears. I've heard that song probably like 5 or 6 times now. You perform it live, and each time it still gets me, man.
Awesome. Yeah, it's such a great song. I really do appreciate it. I love it.
All right, this is Chris Flom here today. He's going to play another song for us when we come back. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. When we come back, another song with Chris Flom after a quick word from our sponsor.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences. So we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Do you have a product or business idea, but you're not sure if it's a viable idea and have questions? That's where we come in. Hi, this is Brian Young with Impact 307 in Fremont County. Our goal is to help potential small businesses in Wyoming get off the ground, which means we're here to help you. It's free and confidential, so let's talk. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Find out more at impact307.org, click on the Locations tab, and you'll find me on the Fremont County page.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy in Lander and Riverton. The holidays are the time of year to celebrate with those you care about. So don't spend your time in pain. Let the expert physical and occupational therapists at Teton Therapy help you live pain-free so you can concentrate on the things that really matter this season. Celebrate. Don't live in pain. Let Teton Therapy show you how. Call us at 857-7074 or find us on the web at tetontherapypc.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You've been listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Our guest today, Chris Flom, just got done performing one of his original tunes, and he's got another one in line for us right now. Chris, what was the little background information on how you wrote this song? I'm always just interested in songcraft.
Oh, yeah. You know, this song really speaks about, you know, we all meet people along the way that just suck the joy out of life.
Uh-huh. Energy know? Vampires. Shereen yeah, Herrera and I were talking about that recently. Yeah,
and they, you know, they're always trying to bully you and push you around. And this is a song kind of fighting that. And it's called Push You Around.
Push You Around. Once again, this is Chris Flom, local Lander musician, performing an original tune for us.
Break your hold, push you around.
I hope you keep your hands on the steering wheel and you're not clapping for any of our listeners on the road right now. Chris, that was amazing, dude. I've heard number of times I've heard that song, and each time it just gets better and better.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it's a fun song. It really is.
Now, before I let you go, you competed in the singer-songwriter competition this year, right?
I did, yeah.
How was that?
Absolutely phenomenal experience. Wyoming has some of the best singer-songwriters around in the whole country. I mean, in fact, Lander, Wyoming has won the competition the last 3 years in a row. This year, Christian Wallingville mm-hmm. took it. And it's just been phenomenal experience to be able to get to know these musicians on a personal level, to be able to play music with them, to
call them friends.
Yeah, friends. Call them friends to learn the songwriting craft, you know, and really get into it. It's been just phenomenal.
Well, I mean, I know y'all inspire me. I mean, I've had Adam, Robbie, and Christian on the show, mm-hmm. and now we want to get Rain Lesher on here. So, Rain, if you're listening, I want to get all of the local Lander musicians on here at least mm-hmm. some point and play some of these original tunes, and especially the ones who are at that singer-songwriter competition, because it sounds like you guys networked like crazy there.
Oh, heck yeah. No, it's been phenomenal just to meet musicians from all over the state and to, like you said, network, get those shows going. So,
yeah. So once again, your next show will be tomorrow night at Bar 10.
Bar 10, yes.
What time again?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Is this free, or is this do people have to pay to get in?
Nope. It's free to get in. Just have to buy your drinks.
Well, yeah, and who doesn't want to buy drinks at Bar 10? They've got some delicious cocktails and some delicious food, and they're going to have some amazing music tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Chris, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Vince.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have some local news for you.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
All right, we are back. Thanks again to Chris Flom for coming in today and playing some amazing original tunes. I love having local Lander musicians on the show. So if you would like to reach out to Coffee Time, please do email us at vince@county10.com. Just my first name, V-I-N-C-E, vince@county10.com. We'd love to get you on here. Of course, there is somewhat of a screening process. You can't come on here and, you know, play the kazoo or something. But as long as we have amazing musicians like Chris and Adam and Christian and Robbie coming on here, we want to continue. We want this to be a place where local musicians can really come together and play some of their original songs for us. Thanks again to all of our listeners for tuning in. Once again, this is KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We are going to move on to some local news stories. This was something that's going around across the country, actually. The Fremont County School Districts are aware of and addressing the TikTok challenge that was promoting school violence. This is a TikTok challenge that promotes school violence and bringing weapons to school today, Friday, December 17th, that's been making its way across the country. A number of news sources across the nation have been reporting on this. And while it appears that there's no immediate specific threats that have been made to the local districts, each one is aware of the challenge and handling it in their own ways. And if you do have any questions or concerns, those should be fielded to the district central offices. Yeah, I don't understand a lot of the TikTok challenges, but if they get this dangerous, then it's time to put the kibosh on that. So if you hear your kids talking about the TikTok challenge right now that's going on today, maybe ask them a few questions about what they've heard about it, because the kids seem to know a little bit better than we do. In other local news, a former Fremont County Sheriff's Office employee and current Casper foster parent faces aggravated child abuse felony charges. Casper resident and former Fremont County Sheriff's Office Patrol Deputy Jarrett Vargas faces both aggravated child abuse and child abuse felony charges for an alleged incident occurring on October 15th. Natrona County District Court documents filed on December 10th indicate Vargas faces these charges after law enforcement responded to a reported case of child abuse on the mentioned date. The victim, who was born in 2021, was being treated at an area hospital for bilateral subdural hematoma on both sides of the frontal lobes of his brain, which resulted in him having to be transported to Denver Children's Hospital via helicopter. Law enforcement later made contact with the Child Protective Team in Denver, who confirmed the previously reported injuries And a physician with that team stated that the victim sustained injuries that were not accidental in nature and categorized them as life-threatening and not caused by normal comforting of an infant. The physician also confirmed that this type of traumatic brain injury would have long-term repercussions that would have a lifelong consequences and that would require follow-up surgery, treatment, and therapy. Vargas's arraignment has yet to be scheduled. And some local sports news, KOVE has got some games that are going to be starting tonight. The LVHS girls team will be playing Douglas, and that will be airing tonight on KOVE at 7 p.m. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., the LVHS girls team will be playing Burns at 9 a.m. At 12:30 p.m. tomorrow, the girls LVHS girls team will be playing Wheatland. And tomorrow at 5 p.m., the LVHS boys team will be playing Douglas, and all of those will be airing right here on KOVE. Some other news or events that are going to be happening this weekend, the Riverton High School and the CWC Institute of Tribal Learning are going to host a community healing powwow on Saturday. This will be funded by the Central Wyoming College Institute of Tribal Learning, and it's going to occur in the Wolverine Gym this Saturday, December 18th. The ceremony will begin at 10 a.m. with a community seatering, followed by gourd dancing at 11 and the grand entry at 12 p.m. There will also be a Tiny Tots and Potato Dance, Chicken Dance, Rabbit Dance, Switch Dance, and a Women's Jingle Dance and Men's Traditional Dance. And those various dances are sponsored by the Fremont County School Districts 25, 38, 14, and Eastern Shoshone Recovery. So definitely go check out this event. They're going to have contests for the dancers, so you can enter your dancer into the contest as well. And once again, that's going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. At the Riverton High School Wolverine Gym. Lander Wreaths Across America and in Riverton are going to be happening tomorrow as well. The Lander event will take place tomorrow, December 18th at 12 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial at Mount Hope at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Lander. And this one will have guest speaker Dan Starks, who's the founder and owner of the Du Bois Military Museum. The Riverton Wreaths Across America event is the fifth annual one that they've done, and that'll be held at the Mountain View Cemetery. And that'll be taking place tomorrow, December 18th, Saturday at 10 a.m. And the location leader, Carl Falcon, has invited the entire community to attend the ceremony. In more local school news, Gannett Peak Kid of the Week is Luke Calvert. Luke Calvert is a first grade student and is recognized as this week's Gannett Peak Kid of the Week. Luke was nominated by his teachers because he is one of the hardest workers at Gannett Peak. He is very attentive and ignores all distractions. He is also kind and complimentary to his classmates, and they say, way to go, Luke. The LVHS Student of the Week, which is made possible by Lander Catholic College this week, is Kaylee Sorrell. She's a 12th grader at Lander Valley High School and was nominated by faculty member Lynette Leahy. Her parents are Butch and Lisa Kissling, and according to the faculty, Kaylee is a fighter. She struggled in reading her freshman year and was determined to improve so much that she is taking 3 AP classes this year in her senior year and took one last year as well. She has a great attitude in class and helps other students with work that they didn't understand, and Kaylee has definitely made a positive mark on the school and keeps bringing the smiles. Her plans after graduation include attending CWC and going through the nursing program, and activities for the school are the LVHS choir, and just in terms of her activities, hobbies, and interests, Kaylee loves to draw and listen to music, but mostly spends time with her family and friends when she's not at work. So congratulations to Kaylee and Luke on these amazing Students of the Week. One more local school news story here. Fremont County School District Number 1 will no longer conduct contact tracing or enforce COVID-19 protocols starting January 3rd. In a 4-3 vote, the Fremont County School District Number 1 School Board passed a motion stating that staff and administration will no longer conduct COVID-19 contact tracing and notification, nor will they enforce COVID-19 protocols. The decision was made at the December 14th school board meeting this week, where the board directed Superintendent Dr. Dave Barker to notify the Wyoming Department of Health and district stakeholders that the motion will go into effect on January 3rd. Those in favor of the motion, proposed by Board Vice Chairperson Scott Jensen, include Jensen himself, members Brett Berg and Taylor Jacobs, and Chairperson Jared Kale. Those against the motion included Treasurer Michelle Escudero, Clerk Dr. Kathy Hitt, and member Teresa Nyreiter. Jensen proposed the motion based on the following recognitions. The rate of COVID-19 transmission in Fremont County in the state of Wyoming are very low and dropping. During the duration of the pandemic, the transmission rate of COVID-19 among students and staff has consistently been lower than the rate in the community at large. The number of active COVID-19 cases in the district is at or near zero. A vaccine for COVID-19 for all adults and school-aged children is widely available. Contact tracing and protocol enforcement puts an undue burden on staff and administration and distracts from the primary mission of the district. And the Wyoming Department of Health has the expertise and both the mandate and responsibility to conduct contact tracing and quarantine notification during the public health crisis. So based on those recognitions, Jensen proposed the motion, and the board encourages all students and staff to follow the recommendations they receive from the WDH during their contact tracing, and also recommends that students, parents, and district personnel strive to be responsible citizens who respect one another and take personal responsibility in limiting the spread of COVID-19 and other communicable diseases by continuing to adhere to current district policies. One last quick little note here. I mentioned this yesterday as well, but I wanted to note it again because I think it's amazing that the Fremont County School District number 38 Board of Trustees were able to do this. They announced yesterday that they will provide enrolled Arapahoe School students with a $50 Walmart gift card incentive in appreciation of the students' hard work this school year. The board states that they hope students will enjoy this incentive by purchasing something they find rewarding and encourage all students to continue to put forth their best efforts in the classroom going into this new school year, or just going into the new year. If any of our listeners are want to figure out how to get their students those gift cards, go to county10.com and look for the Fremont County School District Board number 38 article, and there will be tabs on what the students need to do to obtain those cards based on their grade. So it'll have location for the pickup and times for the pickup of the cards as well. And all of our other events happening throughout Fremont County, definitely check out the What's Happening section of county10.com. There's a list of events that are going to be going on this weekend. That's where you can find out everything that's happening going into Christmas, which is once again right around the corner. So there's going to be a lot of events here in Fremont County, beginning with a number of them tonight and this weekend. So you don't want to miss out on that. Thanks to all of our sponsors as well. The Lander Chamber, Flastic Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, and Impact 307. And thanks to our guest today, Chris Flom, who you can see tomorrow night at Bar 10 at, I think he said 6 o'clock or 9. So just look that up for sure. Bar 10 has it on their website. And on their Facebook pages, you're going to see him performing with the Blackthorns, another great local band. You don't want to miss that. We'll be back at it again next Monday when we come back with our show. Thanks to all of our listeners, and we will see you then.